The well the Montezuma Rimrock Water Company wants to activate is 400 feet deep and has the capacity to pump 750 gallons per minute. The company drilled the well in 2006, but hasn't yet turned it on, in part because investigative reporter and Rimrock property owner John Doherty has waged a legal battle to stop it. Doherty wants a full environmental impact statement before the well comes online. So does the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Park Service.
Now, that would be a pretty expensive proposition, but the reason why they want it was to make sure that this high-production well would not damage Montezuma Well National Monument in Wet Beaver Creek.
Expensive is right. Here's Patricia Olson, owner of the water company.
It's going to cost my customers approximately $200,000. How can you, at this time of the economy, do that to your customers? Nobody has money at this time.
Olson's company is under its second extension from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality to meet state arsenic standards. She'll present her plan on how to do this to the Arizona Corporation Commission December 9th, a plan which Doherty claims involves activating the well with or without an EIS. Olson declined further comment. In Phoenix, I'm Devin Brown.